Good morning, a Monday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, how about we start with some good news this morning? The U.S. team, the women, won the World Cup. This is a back-to-back win, and it's the first since Germany. The, of course, backstory to all this was a fight between Megan Rapinoe and President Trump early on, and we also have the specter of the U.S. team suing U.S. soccer over equal pay, and there was even chance of equal pay at the FIFA commissioner who handed out the trophy.
Well, I tell you, I think this back-to-back win is a huge win for women everywhere. First of all, women and men should be paid the same thing. There'll be those who say and argue it's already happening, that the men bring in so much more money. But I have a feeling now that because of the infectious sense of the American people of joy of having watched this, it's going to be very hard to argue that they don't deserve a raise. There'll be a negotiation. Hopefully, they'll get a good deal of what they deserve. Look, I have a daughter. I have a son. I love them both. But the fact is that when my daughter got to be a college professor, by that time, it was pretty well decided. And when my wife was a college professor, it was pretty well decided that there was going to be equality in pay at that level for that job. And I believe that it's obvious that that should happen here. If the Soccer Federation runs the whole deal, then they're responsible for making sure that it's done fairly. It'll happen. And the idea that some of the players are so outspoken like Rapinoe, you have a situation where women will prevail. And the fact that she says that she's not going to the White House and using an expletive is an extraordinary act of courage. I'm delighted. Of course, you have Trump the bully making his remarks, but he knows that this is really a potential hurt for him. And there will be a march in New York City, ticker tape parade. It'll be great. So sometimes it takes too long, but it happens.
The Trump administration and the Justice Department is going to push on despite the court decision over the census citizenship question, Alan. And now the Justice Department has announced they will replace lawyers in that case.
Sure, fire, 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 you're fired. And that's how this guy made his reputation. Now, look, we know that he lost in the courts. The Supreme Court of the United States told him he had lost. They told him they didn't like what he was doing. And yet he goes on. Why is he doing it? Well, it's clear. He knows that if he says there should be a census question which asks whether you're a citizen or not, that every time he says it, people will stay away who should be answering the question. That's why he's doing it. It's a Republican trick. That's what it is. He is trying to give an advantage to Republicans. He knows he faces a crucial election in 2020. It doesn't look good for him. The polls are all showing him way behind. So he's looking for any kind of rig that he can find for this election. The irony, of course, is that he's the guy who's always talking about rigged elections. And that's what this is. This is an attempt to rig an election.
How about this attempt by ICE? Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, Alan, analyzed millions of motorists' photos without their knowledge, including legal residents and citizens, using facial recognition technology. And Vermont, right here in our region, is one of at least three states where this happened.
Well, are we surprised? Look, this president is taking us down a road that can only lead to totalitarianism. And this is the kind of move we can expect from him. So, David, ICE becomes an agent of this guy doing what he needs to do to scare the hell out of everybody. It has its reputation. It's going to continue to do what the president wants to try to expel everybody who is not documented. You know, if you live in a town, I do, where one day somebody who has been a member of the community for years and years and years just disappears, big black car comes, they disappear. It's happening in America. Look, there's got to be a better way. There have been attempts at a solution to make sure that everybody gets a chance to make it right. Nothing doing, says this president. This is what he wants because it's part of his narrative, he thinks, to get reelected.
Alan, Iran, we heard the announcement that they have made a new breach of nuclear deal limits. The deputy foreign minister said that Iran would take those additional steps over the limits on uranium enrichment in the accord unless it gets sanctions relief. Looks like a little tit for tat going on here.
David, I can't tell you how many times we've talked about this. Iran, of course, is not a gentle player. We do know that much of the mischief that goes on in this world is caused by Iran. And yet that didn't stop us from working with Saudi Arabia, who have proven themselves to be miscreants over and over again. So this president came into office using Iran as his punching bag. And when there seemed to be an agreement on how to control Iran, this president pulled us out of that agreement. This is why we are where we are right now. It would appear that President Trump wants a war, and at least is heading in that direction. He says he doesn't want it. When he gets up to the brink, he pulls back, and yet the potential for disaster is there. We know that. Right now, you have the British surrounding an oil tanker, which they think or say was on its way with Iranian oil to Syria, and that confrontation is going on right now. The Iranians, for their part, know that this is a very dangerous situation, but they don't appear to be backing off. If you watched what happened in the Iranian-Iraq war, you know that these leaders are capable of as great mischief as they can find, and also they don't care about the body count that there will be as a result of their war efforts. So this is a very dangerous time, very dangerous.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, David. Always great to start on another Monday for another week.
Hooray, hooray. Another day.
You bet.